It's Get Well Wednesday. And this morning, the subject is, and how appropriate, about expectant and current moms with crying babies. And our expert is Heidi Murkoff. Good morning, Heidi Murkoff.
Good morning. Babies don't cry. What are you talking about?
Get that baby out of here. Did you see the news?
I did see that.
Isn't that terrible?
Yeah. I wish I had been there to cuddle the baby, but.
Oh, wow. She is author of the world's best-selling pregnancy and parenting series, What to Expect.
When
pregnant.
When you're expecting.
When you're expecting.
And
today is National Bump Day.
Yes. International Bump Day.
International Bump Day. You're supposed to show your baby bumps on social media.
Yep.
And raise awareness about the need for maternal health and care. Here's a fact. The infant mortality rate in this country is higher than that of any developed country in the world.
Yep.
And the maternal mortality rate in many southern states like Mississippi and Alabama rivals that of many African nations.
And why is that?
Well, unfortunately, even in this country, many moms don't get the care they need during pregnancy.
I thought we had the best health care in the world.
Yeah, you would think, but you'd be wrong, especially when it comes to moms and babies. And, you know, prenatal care is just, you know, one of the first steps in a healthy future. Babies, moms have to be well nourished during pregnancy, and often they're not in this country. There's a lot of hunger. There's a lot of malnourished moms and babies, and also we don't make it easy for moms to breastfeed because we send them right back to work, and that, of course, affects child mortality.
Here's another fact. African-American women are far more likely to have a preterm birth in the U.S., and the infant mortality rate for African-American babies is about 2.5 times higher than for white babies.
That's right. And we're talking about the wealthiest country in the world, but I've just recently come back from Sierra Leone, where maternal health was completely devastated by Ebola, because unfortunately, a lot of times what happens is that when a crisis happens, I've been in South Sudan where there's civil war, the victims are usually moms and babies. That's sad, but true. They're the last ones to be cared for. So, you know, it's very eye-opening to go around
the world. It really is.
You know, I always say motherhood is the ultimate sisterhood because no matter where you go in the world, every single mom wants what's best for her baby. But in some places in the world and in some places in this country, it's not that easy to give your baby the best.
So what can we do? I mean, we talk about giving women the freedom to breastfeed and things like that, but this is even before we get to that point.
Yeah.
What can we do?
Well, first of all, it starts before a woman even conceives. And making sure that a woman has access to reproductive care so that she doesn't have to get pregnant if it's not the right time in her life. Certainly in places where I've gone, I see many 13, 14-year-olds who are moms and sometimes second-time moms. I saw that a lot in refugee camps in Syria. But you see it here as well. So there has to be easy, ready access to contraception so a woman can plan a pregnancy, or a girl shouldn't be planning a pregnancy. A woman can plan a pregnancy for the time in her life that's healthiest after she's had some education. So it starts there, then getting prenatal care, which a lot of moms don't get early enough or at all. Mm. We were out in the bush in Sierra Leone. You know, you have to walk 14 miles to get to a clinic, and, you know, it's a very, very bare basic kind of clinic without running water or clean water. There's so many factors weighing against.
And we're worse than that, huh?
Well, we're not worse, but we're not nearly as good as we should be. We should be putting moms and babies first in this country. You know, we talk a lot about family values, but if you have family values, you value families, right? Mm. And I think we all need to do a better job of recognizing, you know, healthy futures start with healthy beginnings. Our future depends on the future a healthy beginning for every baby, and that's what we need to be trying to provide. Making sure that moms have rather than taking away SNAP programs or cutting back on WIC, we need to be supporting moms so that they can eat well while they're expecting and make a healthier baby.
Eat well.
One of our staff members, when she was pregnant, said she got 4 copies of your book when she was pregnant.
That's a sign. That's one of the great shower gifts, or as you're just announcing, and then everybody gives you a copy of what to expect when you're expecting.
Aww,
yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. And,
or they send it to grandparents to let them know what's going on.
Exactly. And you know, I don't know if you've seen the new 5th edition that just came out, but that's my daughter on the cover.
Oh, nice. Congratulations.
When she was pregnant with our first grandson. So it's kind of come first. Full circle.
Yeah. You're gonna stick around and answer some questions that are gonna be texted to us. Good. And we have 25 copies of What to Expect When Expecting,
awesome.
To give away to Text Time Club members at 646464. Thank you very much. It's a lot of questions are already coming in, so I hope you got some time.
Okay. Well, I hope everybody shares their bump, past and present.
Nice.